Now to Ireland's efforts to tackle greenhouse gas emissions. The latest research suggests that Ireland could be protecting agricultural methane emissions through climate policies at the expense of the development of poorer nations. The study from scientists at the University of Galway in partnership with the University of Melbourne and University College Cork says more ambitious emissions reductions are needed. For more on this, we're joined by research fellow at University College Cork and co-author of the study, Dr. Roisin Moriarty. Good morning, Roisin.
Good morning, Karen.
Firstly, what was the aim of this study? Was it specifically on Ireland's methane emissions and what did you find out?
Yeah, so at the heart of the Climate Change Advisory Council's proposed carbon budgets is an approach called no additional warming or temperature neutrality. And in this study, we examined using this approach as a way to set national policy around agricultural methane reductions.
And this temperature neutrality, I mean, you explain it a little in terms of how, I suppose, Ireland can potentially make it easier for the agricultural sector to move towards its targets on paper without actually making much of a reduction in the physical emissions that it produces. Is that right in the way it's being presented?
Yeah, that's correct. Temperature neutrality or no additional warming, it allows a country to stabilise their emissions or their contribution to global warming. So you can achieve temperature neutrality by keeping methane emissions stable. And we know methane is a very powerful but short-lived greenhouse gas. Or you can make small reductions in methane, and this will it means you appear to be in line with your climate neutrality targets, but you're not really making much change in your methane emissions.
So at a time then when so much is being said about tackling the causes of global warming, if every country was to take the approach that Ireland has taken, we understand it was outlined in the programme for government about referring to changing how biogenic methane was accounted, what would happen then from a global perspective?
So if every country in the world acted as Ireland has acted and used temperature neutrality to set its climate change targets, then we would just blow through the 1.5 degree limit of the Paris Agreement, and we would make achieving the 2 degree limit of the Paris Agreement really, really, really difficult.
Did this study look at this approach particularly, and if it aligns with the Paris Agreement, is that something you're looking into?
Yeah, this was one of the things that we specifically looked at. And temperature neutrality, like I've said already, stabilizes emissions. But if you want to be in line with the Paris Agreement, in line with the 1.5 temperature degrees, you actually need to do more than that. So globally, we need a net zero greenhouse gas to be achieved. So that's all countries doing everything they possibly can to help achieve this goal. But if, and that basically, you peak and decline instead of stabilising your emissions. So stabilisation is not enough.
So in light of your study and the findings, what would be your main message then to the government and the Advisory Climate Council based on those?
Yeah, so I guess this kind of comes in two parts. There's a part that's related to the proposed carbon budgets. So the temperature neutrality approach isn't sufficient for Ireland's carbon budgets to be aligned with the 1.5 degree limit of the Paris Agreement, and we show that in the paper. So this means the proposed budgets need to be reassessed and probably will need to be more stringent, so tighter budgets to align with the Paris Agreement. And then there's a second part to this, and it's related to the agricultural sector in Ireland. Agriculture has huge potential to contribute to a climate neutral Ireland. But if you use temperature neutrality to set your targets, you're setting your targets too low. We've also shown in the paper that using temperature neutrality is not a robust or a transparent way to do this. But the key thing is, if we set the targets too low, then the plan for the agricultural sector won't reflect the scale of change that needs to happen. And on the ground, farmers won't be able to do what they need to do to actually make targets that are in line with the Paris Agreement.
Okay, Dr. Roisin Moriarty, thanks very much for speaking to us on that very topical issue and important research.